Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show's word for word. I'm Pastor Steve. This is show number 464. Today we will be in the book of Colossians in the New Covenant. And this year it's the day after Thanksgiving, and I've just had a little more turkey right before I record the show here. Very cold here, and have the heat on in the apartment, and that dries things out, so I have a cup of coffee sitting here. And let's get into this. This is going to be another letter of Paul. The format that I'm using with the letters of Paul is to read an entire chapter without a break, because that is the way they are written. I can't stop for verse numbers because it breaks up the reading. It continues on through the next verse. So we'll just do it this way. I will give notes after I get done reading the entire chapter. I'll go back through the chapter and do the notes and verses, etc., etc. So let's get started here. Let me get a drink of coffee and clear my throat, and I'll hold forth here. Yes, I need my coffee. This is chapter 1 of Colossians, verse 1. Shaul, an emissary of Yeshua, Messiah, by the desire of Elohim and Timotheos, our brother, to the set-apart ones in Colossae, and true brothers in Messiah, favor to you and peace from Elohim, our Father, and the Master Yeshua, Messiah. We give thanks to the Elohim and Father of our Master Yeshua Messiah, praying always for you, having heard of your belief in Messiah Yeshua and of your love for all the set apart ones, because of the expectation that is laid up for you in the heavens, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the good news, which has come to you, as also in all among you, since the day you heard and knew the favor of Elohim in truth, as you also learned, from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant, who is a true servant of Messiah on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. That is also why we, from the day we heard, have not ceased praying for you and asking that you be filled with the knowledge of his desire in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, to walk worthily of the Master, pleasing all, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of Elohim, being empowered with all power according to the might of his esteem, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has made us fit to share in the inheritance of the set apart ones in the light, who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and transferred us into the reign of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, who is the likeness of the invisible Elohim, the firstborn of all creation. Because in him were created all that are in the heavens and that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or rulerships or principalities or authorities, all have been created through him and for him. And he is before all, and in him all hold together. And he is the head of the body, the assembly, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he might become the one who is first in all. Because in him all the completeness was well pleased to dwell, and through him to completely restore to favor all unto himself, whether on earth or in the heavens, having made peace through the blood of his stake. And you, who once were estranged and enemies in the mind by wicked works, but now he has completely restored to favor in the body of his flesh through death, to present you set apart and blameless and unreprovable before him, if indeed you continue in the belief, founded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the expectation of the good news which you heard, which was proclaimed every creature under the heaven, of which I, Shaul, became a servant, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in Messiah's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the assembly, of which I became a servant according to the administration of Elohim, which was given to me for you to fill the word of Elohim, the secret which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his set apart ones, to whom Elohim desired to make known what are the riches of the esteem of this secret among the nations, which is Messiah in you, the expectancy of esteem, whom we announce, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, in order to present every man perfect in Messiah Yeshua, for which I also labor, striving according to the working of him who works in me in power. Now that ends chapter 1 of Colossians. I'm going to go back over it and do all the notes. I hope you have writing instruments and paper, because there are a bunch of them. Okay. And I'll explain some things as we go through. I'll flip the page back. Again, in verse 1, Shaul identifies who he is, and he's with Timotheus. Paul's vision was going, and he needed Timothy, or Timotheus, to write things down. He dictated this letter, and Timotheus wrote things down for him, okay? And this is for the assembly in Colossae, and he identifies who it's for the Israelites in Colossae. Verse 7, as you also learn from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant, who is a true servant of Messiah on your behalf. You can reference Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Colossians 4, 12. And Philemon 23. That's Philemon 23. That's just like a one chapter book. Okay. Moving down to verse 11, or pardon me, 13. I don't have my real close glasses on. I really should put those on. I will do that. They're laying right here. Verse 13. Who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and transferred us into the reign of the Son of His love? In other words, they're no longer a slave to sin. They're no longer a slave to the world. The authority of darkness. They were under the influence when they were ignorant of all this truth of the prince and power of the air. That's the authority of darkness that he's speaking of. And for verse 13, you can reference Luke chapter 11, verse 35. That's Luke 11, 35. The book of John, chapter 8, verse 12. That's John 8, 12. And John 12, 46 through 50. John 12, 46 through 50. The book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 18. Acts 26, 18. And Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians 5, 8. Now it ends with the reign of the Son of His love, okay? Verse 14 picks up with, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. That is the act of permanently covering over sins if you join the new covenant, and if you walk in the instructions and rules set down by Yeshua. If you want to continue to live in the world, don't say you're part of the new covenant. Oh, I believe in Jesus. Well, the devils believe and they tremble, but they're still devils. Okay? You have to be obedient. Okay? And for verse 14, you can reference Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. Ephesians 1, 7. Now we go to verse 15. Who is the likeness of the invisible Elohim, the firstborn of all creation? He was from the foundation of the world. Yeshua is in the likeness of God himself. Okay? And for verse 15, you can reference the Wisdom of Solomon in your Apocrypha, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 26. Chapter 7, verse 26. And if you don't have the Apocrypha, it's on eSword online. You can reference there. Whether it reads exactly like mine, it doesn't matter. You get the gist of it when you read the book. Verse 15, you can also reference Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. Hebrews 1, 6. You can also reference Revelations chapter 3, verse 14. Revelations 3, 14. Now we have verse 16. And it shows that Yeshua was here at the creation. Because in him were created all that are in the heavens and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or rulerships or principalities or authorities, all have been created through him and for him. And you can reference the book of John, chapter 1, verse 3. John 1, 3. Verse 17, and he is before all, and in him all hold together. In other words, he's the glue binding creation together. Okay, that's a rather simple way to put it, but that's it. Verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the assembly, that's the body of Christ, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he might become the one who is first in all. Yeshua rose before anybody else. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. Verse 20. And through him to completely restore to favor all unto himself, whether on earth or in the heavens, having made peace through the blood of his stake. That was the forgiveness of sins through that blood that was shed. Restoring to favor. Okay, we fell because of sin. We were divine at one time. Well, now we're not because we have sin in our lives. And he is here to restore us to favor. Okay? You can reference for verse 20, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16. Chapter 2, verse 16. The next couple of verses, there's that little two-letter word, if. If you indeed continue in the belief and are not moved away from the expectation of the good news which you heard. If, okay, if It's conditional. You have to stay with it. You can't come in and then leave and then come back. It's not a game. It's very much a reality. Your life changes. You become a new creature if you truly want to follow Yahshua. You put off the old man, put on the new man. The secret of 25 and 26 is about the word of Elohim. The secret which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his set apart ones. That's the remnant. Okay, the remnant gets the inside scoop, so to speak. The truth is revealed to the remnant. And the ones that he doesn't call, the ones that are not of Israel, they don't get the information. They're not going to be the same status as Israel. Well, let's get into chapter 2 here. Verse 1. For I wish you to know what a great struggle I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, in order that their hearts might be encouraged, being knit together in love, and to all riches of the entire confirmation of understanding, to a true knowledge of the secret of Elohim, and of the Father, and of the Messiah, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, that no one deceives you with enticing words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your belief in Messiah. Therefore, as you accepted Messiah, Yeshua the Master, walk in him, having been rooted and built up in him and established in the belief as you were taught, overflowing in it with thanksgiving. See to it that no one makes a prey of you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary matters of the world, and not according to Messiah. Because in him dwells all the completeness of Elohimness bodily. And you have been made complete in him who is the head of all principality and authority. In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not made with hands, in the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Messiah, having been buried with him in immersion, in which you also were raised with him through the belief in the working of Elohim, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having blotted out that which was written by hand against us by the dogmas which stood against us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the stake. Having stripped the principalities and the authorities, he made a public display of them, having prevailed over them in it. Let no one, therefore, judge you in eating or in drinking or in respect of a festival or a new moon or Shabbats, which are a shadow of what is to come, but the body of the Messiah. Let no one deprive you of the prize. One who takes delight in false humility and worship of messengers, taking his stand on what he has not seen, puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the growth of Elohim. If then you died with Messiah from the elementary matters of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to dogmas? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which are all to perish with use according to the commands and teachings of men. These indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed worship, humiliation and harsh treatment of the body, of no value at all, only for satisfaction of the flesh. Boy, we're going to have to get into this chapter 2. That ends chapter 2. We'll get into chapter 3 in a little bit. Chapter 2 verse 3, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Okay, talking about Yahweh and Yeshua. All treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in them. That's what he's talking about here. Reference Isaiah 11 verse 2. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2 and Colossians chapter 2 verse 9. That's coming up. Verse 8 of chapter 2, reference Galatians chapter 4 verses 3 and 9. It says, see to it that no one makes a prey of you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men. That's tradition of the elders, trying to stick you back under Talmudic law. Don't get trapped in that again. According to the elementary matters of the world, and not according to Messiah, obeying for doctrines the traditions of men. That's what he's talking about again in this verse. Reference Galatians chapter 4, verses 3 and 9. Galatians 4, 3 and 9. And also verse 20 here. Okay. Traditions of men. They're called dogmas later on. Church dogma. Because they say this in the church doesn't make it so. They've added a lot of stuff. They've done that today. Because in him, this is verse 9, dwells all the completeness of Elohimness bodily. In other words, he brought Elohim down to earth because he is part of Elohim. He was divine. And that's why he was perfect and we are not. He obeyed the Torah completely and we never have been able to. He was the bodily manifestation of God on earth. Okay? Okay. Verse 12 of chapter 2, having been buried with him in immersion, that's full baptism, in which you also were raised with him through the belief in the working of Elohim who raised him from the dead. In other words, we will be raised from the dead later. The baptism is symbolic. Reference Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Romans 6, 4. Verse 13. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses. In other words, these people were in a foreign land. They had never been circumcised. That was not the custom in that foreign nation. And they had followed that. They were not living in Jerusalem where everybody got circumcised. Some of them did, but some of them didn't. Okay. And you can reference Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Ephesians 2, 1 through 5. Yeshua made you alive when he rose from the dead. He gave you your life and has forgiven your sins. All right, here we go. Verse 14. Having blotted out that which was written by hand against us, by the dogmas which stood against us. That's the Talmudic law. Law of the elders, the tradition of the elders, which is still against Yeshua Messiah. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the stake. That's what's nailed to the stake. All those fake rules that the Talmudists brought in. They were never laws. That's not Torah. That's man-made dogma. That's garbage. Verse 15, having stripped the principalities and the authorities. In other words, he took their authority away from them. He made a public display of them, having prevailed over them in it. He made fools out of them. Verse 16, let no one therefore judge you in eating or in drinking or in respect of a festival or a new moon or of Shabbat. They were trying to put their rules on these people. If they didn't do it exactly like the Jews in Jerusalem, the Jews would try to put their Talmud rules on them. You can reference Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 20, verse 16, and Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Matthew 18, 15 through 20, and Romans 14, 1 through 6. Verse 17 tells it like it is, which are a shadow of what is to come, but the body of Messiah. That rules over all. The body of Messiah is the assembly. Follow Yeshua's teaching and make right rulings according to his teaching. Don't let the outsiders, the Talmudists, come in and put their claptrap on you. He warns against bad people here. Verse 18. Let no one deprive you of the prize, one who takes delight in false humility and worship of messengers. That's angels. Okay. Divine being. Taking his stand on what he has not seen, puffed up by his fleshly mind. Fakers that come into the assembly and try to destroy it. Verse 19, and not holding fast to the head. That's a Messiah, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligament, grows with the growth of Elohim. The head of the assembly is Yeshua. Reference Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. Ephesians 4, 16. Verse 20. If, then, you died with Messiah from the elementary matters of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to dogmas? In other words, why are you trying to get back under the Talmudist rules when you've been freed from them? They are false. They're fake. They're superficial. They're not real. You can reference Ephesians 2, verse 15, and Galatians 4, verses 3 and 9. Galatians 4, 3 and 9, and Ephesians 2, 15. 21, he gives some examples. Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle. Verse 23. Which are all to perish with use, according to the commands and teachings of men. Doctrines of men. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9. And Mark chapter 7, verses 6 and 7. That's Isaiah 29, 13. Matthew 15, 8 and 9. And Mark 7, verses 6 and 7. All right, verse 23, speaking of these doctrines of men, these indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed worship, humiliation, and harsh treatment of the body, of no value at all, only for satisfaction of the flesh. Like running up to an altar and making an altar call at some Judeo-Christian church. It's meaningless. That ends chapter 2. Let's get into chapter 3 here. There's only 4 chapters in this book. 3 is short and 4 is short. Verse 1 of chapter 3. If then you were raised with Messiah, seek the matters which are above, where Messiah is, seated at the right hand of Elohim. Mind the matters above, not those on the earth. For you have died, and your life has been hidden with Messiah in Elohim. When the Messiah, who is our life, is manifested, then you also shall be manifested with him in esteem. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: whoring, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and greed of gain, which is idolatry, stuff worship, okay? Because of these, the wrath of Elohim is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you also once walked when you lived in them. But now, also put off all these: displeasure, wrath, evil, blasphemy, filthy talk from your mouth. Do not lie to each other, since you have put off the old man with his practices, and have put on the new one, who is renewed in knowledge according to the likeness of him who created him, where there is not Greek and Yahudim, circumcised and uncircumcised, foreigner, Scythian, slave, free, but Messiah is in all and, or Messiah is all and in all. All these he mentioned were all Israelites, Greek Israelites, Yahudim from the area of Judah, circumcised and uncircumcised Israelites were both. foreigner, somebody from a foreign land, but not a racial alien. Scythian, Israelite. Slave, Israelite. Free, Israelite. But Messiah is all and in all. Okay, I had to stop and explain some from that verse. Verse 12, therefore, as chosen ones of Elohim, set apart and beloved, put on compassion, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving each other if anyone has a complaint against another. Indeed, as Messiah forgave you, so also should you. But above all these, put on love, which is a bond of the perfection. And let the peace of Elohim rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be filled with thanks. Let the word of Messiah dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing with pleasure in your hearts to the Master in psalms and songs of praise and spiritual songs. And whatever you do in word or deed, all in the name of the Master Yeshua, giving thanks to Elohim the Father through him. Wives, subject yourselves to your own husband as is proper in the Master. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all, for this is well-pleasing to the Master. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Servants, obey your masters according to the flesh in all respects, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing Elohim. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Master and not to men, knowing that from the Master you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Master, Messiah, you serve. But he who does wrong shall be repaid for the wrong which he has done, and there is no partiality. Now that ends chapter 3 of Colossians. Okay. Verse 1. Seated at the right hand of Elohim, reference Psalm 110. Verse 1. Because of these, the wrath of Elohim is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Verse 6. Reference Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, and chapter 5, verse 6. The sons of disobedience. Okay, we were all sons of disobedience at one time. It tells you to put aside a whole bunch of stuff. Displeasure, wrath, evil, blasphemy, filthy talk. In other words, keep your language clean, keep your body clean, keep your mind clean. Emulate the Messiah. Walk his way. You didn't cuss up people. You didn't do that. Verse 9. Don't lie to each other, since you have put off the old man with his practices. You have put on the new man. Your new creature in Yeshua. Reference Romans chapter 6, verse 6. Romans 6, 6. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Verse 10. And you have put on the new one, who is renewed in knowledge according to the likeness of him who created him. You're created by Yahweh. Reference Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. And Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Ephesians 4, 24 and Genesis 1, 26. Let me get a little drink of coffee here. oh, I needed that. And it gives a list where there is not Greek, that is Hellenes, Israelites living under Greek rule, and Yahudi, those living in Jerusalem in the land and area of Yehuda or Judah, circumcised and uncircumcised. At that point, if they were living in foreign lands, a lot of them didn't get circumcised. And it doesn't matter because that's not a prerequisite for going into the kingdom of heaven. It's, if you know about the law and you have a baby, you have him circumcised on the eighth day. But those people at that time did not do that. And if your parents haven't had you circumcised, there's no point in doing it now. That's not going to keep you out of the kingdom. Verse 12 and 13 reference Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. It tells you to put on compassion, kindness, humbleness, meekness, patience, forgiveness, all of that. That's how Yeshua lived. And verse 14, it says, but above all these, love. We're supposed to love our brethren in Yeshua. Okay? Verse 16, and let the word of Messiah dwell in you richly. Reference John chapter 12, verse 48. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 19. And Revelations chapter 19, verse 13. Verse 16 and 17. Reference Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Verse 18, reference Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. That's Ephesians 5, 22, and 1 Peter 3, verse 1 for verse 18. Verse 19, reference Ephesians 5, 25. That's Ephesians 5, verse 25. And 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. 1 Peter 3, 7. Verse 20, reference Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, Ephesians 6, 1. Verse 21, reference Ephesians 6, verse 4, Ephesians 6, verse 4. And verses 22 through 25, verses 22 through 25, reference Ephesians 6, verses 5 through 8. Ephesians 6, 5 through 8. And for 25 alone, reference Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. Deuteronomy 10, 17. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 9. That's for verse 25. Now we're going to do chapter 4, and it goes on down, and it goes into a sign-off, you know, wish you well. This is the last section of the letter to those at Colossus. Masters, give your servants what is righteous and fair, knowing that you also have a master in the heavens. Continue in prayer, watching therein with thanksgiving. praying at the same time also for us, that Elohim would open to us a door for the Word to speak the secret of Messiah, for which I am also in chains, so that I make it clear as I should speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your word always be with favor, seasoned with salt, so that you know how you ought to answer each one. Tychicus, who is a beloved brother, a true servant, and a fellow servant in the Master, shall give you all the news about me. I am sending him to you for this purpose, to know your circumstances and to encourage your hearts. With Onesimus, a true and beloved brother who is one of you, they shall let you know all the news here. Aristarchos, my fellow prisoner, greets you with Marcos, the relative of Barnabas, about whom you received instruction. If he comes to you, welcome him. Also Yeshua, who is called Justice. These are my only fellow workers for the reign of Elohim, who are of the circumcision, who were to me a comfort. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Messiah, greets you, always wrestling for you in prayers, so that you stand perfect and complete in all the desire of Elohim. For I bear him witness that he has a deep concern for you, and for those who are in Laodicea and those in Hierapolis. Lucas, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Greet the brothers in Laodicea and Nympha and the assembly that is in his house. And when this letter is read among you, see that it is read also in the assembly of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the letter from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, see to the service which you have received in the Master, so that you complete it. This greeting is in my own hand. Shaul, remember my chains. Favor be with you. Amen. Okay, he could only scribble, and Timotheus would help him write this stuff because his vision was going at that point, and he was in prison in Rome when these letters were written. Chapter 4, verse 1, reference Ephesians chapter 6, verse 9. That's Ephesians 6, 9. Verse 5, reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 5. 3 Maccabees 3, 5, and Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 16. Verse 6 of chapter 4, reference the wisdom of Solomon. Chapter 8, verse 12, wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8. Verse 12, chapter 7, or verse 7, pardon me, verse 7 alone, reference Acts chapter 20, verse 4, Acts 24, and 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Okay. Verses 7 and 8 together, reference Ephesians chapter 6, verses 21 and 22. 21 and 22. Okay. Verse 9 of chapter 4, reference Philemon 10 through 12. Philemon is that little short book, it's just one chapter. Philemon 10 through 12. Verse 10, here's a big list. Verse 10, reference Acts chapter 12. Verse 12, chapter 12, verse 25, chapter 13, verse 13, chapter 15, verses 37 through 39. I'll give these again in a minute. Chapter 19, verse 29, and chapter 27, verse 2, and again, Philemon, verse 24. That's Acts 12, 12, 12, 25, 13, 13, 15, 37 through 39, 19, 29, 27, 2, and Philemon 24, verse 12, reference Matthew 5:48, Colossians 1:7, and Philemon 23, verse 14, reference 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. That's 2 Timothy 4, 10 and 11. And Philemon 24. And finally, verse 17, where he says goodbye, reference Philemon 2. Philemon 2. So that ends the book of Colossians. The next show will be number 465. We will start in 1 Thessalonians. As usual, it's always a pleasure to communicate with you in these messages and these readings. I enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you get something out of it. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and I'll catch you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.